Hello, listeners. Welcome to podcast number 3 with me, Brendan Hawthorne, on the Brendan Hawthorne Network. I have an author, playwright. I'll let her explain what she does. Welcome, Laura Littrott.
Hello, thank you.
So what are you up to then, Laura? Do you want to list it? Or?
So, as you say, author, poet. I'm also an actor. Playwright, screenwriter, what else am I? I'm getting into singing, so I call myself a singer as well. I feel like I've missed a big one, but I can't remember what it is. Oh yeah, I paint as well, so I just kind of do everything really.
So
except dance.
You show a lot of expression.
Yes, I'm very expressive.
What started you on this? What was your first dipping your toe into the water of creativity?
Well, I think the first thing I probably did was acting. My dad sent me to an acting group on a Saturday morning. I always thought it was to improve my confidence, but I think it was just him and Mum wanting to be alone on a Saturday morning, to be honest. And it did improve my confidence. I didn't like the work of rehearsal, but apparently I came to Dad and I said, I don't want to do this anymore. And he said, well, you've committed to the show, so you've got to do it. I was about 6 years old at this point, and after the night of the performance, I came up to my dad and I said, Daddy, Daddy, I want to do this forever. So that's what really started me acting. And then around about the same time, I really liked writing because I loved knowing something that other people didn't. And that element of surprise of, oh, this is what this character does. I mean, when I was 8 years old, it wasn't like that. It was rubbish. But that's what got me into writing. So it's just something I've always done since I was a kid, creating characters and writing them.
When you went out to perform your work, say when you know, the older Laura, what was your first love of writing?
I'd always written, I'd always written the stories that are now published through Tenebris. But I'd never really considered myself a writer, even though I was a writer, because that was so therapeutic through a difficult teenage year. So that was happening. And then as a poet, I'd kind of written things for school, and then they had a hiatus of about 15 years. And then I suddenly went along to an open mic event in Stourbridge. This would have been about 2017. And I was really nervous, got up and performed some poems. And then did some on a local radio station, and I just really loved expressing myself through poetry. And then lockdown happened and it was a bit quieter after that. And then I got some poetry collections, I self-published some poetry collections, and then met Stephen C. Davis from Tenebris Text through the open mic network, and it just carried on from there.
Right, So your first love would have been poetry to perform.
Yeah.
And then what got you into writing scripts and sort of screenplays and that sort of stuff?
It was just a natural thing, really. It was, as I say, I'd always written these stories but never considered that I was a writer. And then when I was at uni, part of my drama course was to create a script. And so I wrote some of the characters that I got in my stories, and I just thought, you know what, I find this even easier, it makes me even happier than actually writing a book, so why don't I write plays? And then I wrote a one-person show, and then kind of did that a bit, and then lockdown sort of changed that schedule, and it grew from the books, really.
Do you think that, I mean, lockdown was obviously a very, very difficult period for a lot of people for various reasons, you know, including obviously the impact of the virus on people and their lives. Creatively, when you're locked away, not being able to sort of integrate with the wider world, how did that impact on your writing?
It gave me a chance to tidy up loads of stuff that I'd been writing for years, actually. I didn't create a lot of new stuff at that time, but I was able to look over old stuff and reformat it and say, okay, this doesn't work. At that time, I still didn't have a view to ever sharing it with anybody, but I wanted it in a neater format for myself and not having the pressure of going out to work. I mean, I live with my parents and thank God for them, because I've always worked in the creative industry. So when COVID hit, I didn't have an income. So thank God for them. But not having the pressure to have to go out to work or really seriously worry about money like other people had to, I was able to give that time to tidying the stuff up, and that gave me a lot more confidence in, wow, this is actually really good.
So the enforced sort of removal from society sort of gave you that breathing space, if you like, creatively.
Definitely, definitely.
So what are you doing now?
So I'm currently working on a TV pilot with my best friend Jade. It's called The Haunting of Baker Street, and it's a supernatural version of Sherlock Holmes, and I am playing Sherlock. So that's a lot of fun. So we're creating that independently with an eye to trying to sell a pilot to TV networks, whatever. And I'm also looking at getting funding for a play that I've written, which is based on one of my books. The play's called The Last Voices in the Void, and it's a love triangle at the end of the world. And we've had a rehearsed read so far, and it went down very well. So that's made me think, yeah, this can go further.
So you're... At the moment, you're concentrating your efforts into those areas.
Yeah.
Give us some titles of some of your work, Laura.
Oh, okay. So the book series is called The Garden of Time, and we've got Dreamcatchers, the first book, and then The Green Boy is the second book, and we've got Sun, Moon, and Haraway is the third book, which is coming out sort of end of summer, autumn type time. Last Voices in the Void is my play. I've got a one-woman show that I'm performing at the moment, but I'm looking to get in somebody else to perform it, which is called Weight Off My Chest, and it's the story of my breast reduction operation of a few years ago. My poetry book, Through Tenebris, is I Am Not a Padlock. My self-published poetry books are Cocktails, Humans and Nature, Out of Place, and The Owl and the Butterfly. And The Owl and the Butterfly is sort of the prototype for what became the books. It's the first time I put my character of Shadow out in the world, and that's what I'd written since I was a kid, and that's what the Garden of Time series is all about.
So where would you place your themes for writing?
There's quite a bit of social history. There's quite a bit of social conflict in there, emotional relationships, but it's set against a backdrop of adventure, magic, planets, but not so much sci-fi, more they went through a portal and here's the planet. So very nature-y as well, but not always nature on Earth. Sexual identity. The book I'm currently working on, it's... called The Adventures of a Time Travelling Artist, and it's this character Shadow who travels to different planets, travels to different time zones, but in this book he's just living in one specific time zone, a little village in Scotland in the 1930s, and it very much explores human relationships, and he's got a cousin who's bisexual, and what is the attitudes in that time zone friend of his becomes pregnant outside marriage. Okay, what's the issue surrounding that? So I like to have a lot of social realism, but in this fantasy setting.
That sounds all very interesting. And I think, you know, where we're stretching the boundaries, of relationships, I think is sort of important for you to explore.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to get hold of your work, how would they go about it? Do you have a website? Do you have an email address? Whatever. How do people order from you is what I'm trying to get to.
So my email address is laura.l.liptrot@gmail.com. That's LIPTROT. I'm on Facebook. Just type in Laura Liptrot and it's my big smiley face in a rainbow jumper holding one of my books. You can look for me on Amazon. Where else am I? I'm on Instagram. That's how to find
it. And now you're on here.
Yes, I am. Very glad to be too.
Laura, it's been an absolute pleasure interviewing you, and I wish you well with everything you do. All the best.
Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you.